Welcome to Get Over It, the Intuitive Transformation Podcast for Exceptional 21st Century Living. I am so glad you're with me tonight. Tonight you have me. I'm going to talk about how to get a fantastic intuitive psychic reading so that you're not wasting your money and you get the information that you truly deserve. Now, the information shared on Get Over It uses intuitive and pragmatic insight to help you break through the blocks and release energy that is no longer needed. Yes, we're going to help you release the BS that is holding you back. But folks, as you know, the real question is, are you really ready to? And by the way, BS is belief system. Now, a bit about me for my new listeners, intuitive since birth. I'm a third generation intuitive with over 3 decades of experience helping people break through the blocks along their path. I'm a strategist for personal and professional transformation, revealing information which enables you to become a master builder of your life. I spent 25 successful years in corporate America as an executive sales professional, and I'm the founder of Healing Visions Ministries and the Northern California Children's Education Network, a 501c3 nonprofit. I authored Getting Your M&Ms, the Men and Money book, and Masterful Choices, the Key to Easy, Effective Change. I provide consultations and healings regarding relationships, business, career, money, and love that heal the mind-body-spirit connection, allowing you to live your life to the absolute fullest. Now, my clients tell me that I keep it real while providing them with accurate information to assist them along their journey as a spirit living a human existence. But they also say, if you really don't want to know, don't ask Monique. My background includes a doctorate in metaphysics, Reiki master teacher, ordained minister, and clinical hypnotherapist. So whether you are stressed, depressed, or possessed, I can help. To find out more about me and the services I offer, go to my website, MoniqueChapman.com, and I invite you to like me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter and LinkedIn. You can also sign up for my opt-in newsletter, Intuitive Living, and again, that's on my website, MoniqueChapman.com. Now, tonight, as I said earlier, I'm going to share some information on how to get a great psychic reading and then a little bit about my passion, which is helping people with their lives and giving readings. Now, I've been providing accurate information to my clients for over 30 years professionally. Back in April of 2000, I decided I had enough of the executive level sales in corporate America. So while 35,000 feet in the sky on my way home from a business trip from Rochester, New York, I decided to quit. When the plane landed in San Jose, California, before I picked up my luggage, I mailed my laptop back to the company with a resignation letter that said, I'm done, and went home. Now, did I burn a bridge with the company? Yeah, I probably did. But you know what? I knew deep in my soul that I was never going back to corporate America. Now, I don't recommend this for everybody, but that's how I did it. Now, did my family share my enthusiasm for my newfound freedom? Heck no. Oh, no, no, no. They were quite comfortable in my misery. The money I was making was great. The kids could fly first class whenever they wanted to. And trust me, they wanted to often. And my husband expected me to contribute a specific income to the household. Now, one of the lessons that I've learned over the years is to follow my dreams. So, as I said, in April of 2000, I hung out my shingle and I was now a full-time professional intuitive. And you know what? It was the absolute best decision that I've ever made. As an intuitive consultant, I run across all types of people wanting advice. I work with everyone in a non-judgmental space where everyone and anyone can share anything with the utmost confidentiality. So with that said, I'm first going to tell you how to get a decent psychic reading from a reputable psychic or intuitive. And please know that I use the word psychic and intuitive interchangeably, so one's not better than the other. It's just two different words for the same thing. Now, psychic information is revealed in many different ways. Some psychics use just one modality to retrieve information, such as tarot cards or palm readings. Other psychics or intuitives will tune into various frequencies and or dimensions that they are connected with. Now, we are all multidimensional beings existing on many dimensions simultaneously. So, some intuitives can access those dimensions. So, you know what? No one version of a psychic reading is necessarily more accurate or better than the other, the accuracy comes into play by the intuitive's ability to discern the information they're receiving while staying neutral and holding no judgments or self-originating thoughts regarding the information presented to them. Now, by sharing the information received as it is presented, the accuracy rate for an intuitive is about 82%. Love to play the game Stump the Psychic. It is really a waste of your money and the intuitive's time. If you follow the protocols I'm sharing, there will be no need to play that time-sucking game. So, who's the right psychic for you? Well, it depends on what you're looking for. If you want to connect with someone who has passed over, a psychic medium would be your best choice. If you're looking for answers to your questions without any information on growth in personal development, seek out someone who advertises themselves as a fortune teller. Now, a tarot reader will divine tarot cards for you. A numerologist will tell you the numerical meaning of your name and life path for this incarnation. If you're looking for information so that you can improve your life and you are willing to do some personal growth work, an intuitive or intuitive life coach would fit the bill. Whomever you contact, ask the psychic or the intuitive about how they approach their work. By paying attention to your gut feelings, you will be able to tell if this person is the person that you want to work with. Don't let price determine who you work with. Many reputable intuitives or psychics' rate scale is based on their particular business model and their overhead. So, the very expensive psychic charging $900 an hour may not be any better than the intuitive charging $200 a session. So, however, be aware that you get what you pay for. Would you really want someone to give you advice who doesn't see their own self-worth for more than $40 an hour? Well, you know, of course, you have a choice, and the choice is always yours. Now, please, please, please stay away from psychics who say that they guarantee what they're telling you. Now, think about it for a moment. What is really guaranteed in life? Not anything that I can think of outside the fact that you came in and that you're going to transition one day. So if they could guarantee everything, there would be no need for them to work with you as they would have everything that they wanted or needed. Okay, so don't be afraid to check out the Intuitive's website, their Yelp reviews, Facebook page, or any of the other social media, and ask around about the psychic's reputation. You don't want to work with anyone who approaches you on the street and says, "Ooh, I've got information for you," or that tells you there's a dark cloud hanging over your head and they'll remove it for tens of thousands of dollars. Now, I do want to caution you. Do not go into any session with preconceived notions. Allow the information to flow. If you feel the psychic or intuitive has not made a connection with you, stop the session and just tell them. Never be afraid to ask for your money back. A reputable psychic or intuitive will honor your thoughts and feelings. Now, don't sit there for the entire session and then say, "We didn't make a connection," because you know that's not real and that's not really ethical for you, okay? You should know within the first 3 minutes whether or not a connection has been made. Now, clients are always asking if it's okay to be under the influence of drugs or alcohol during your session. If you are attending a psychic party and alcohol is being served, limit your intake until after your reading. Alcohol will distort your energy field and aura, and you will get a distorted reading. Now, the same holds true for illicit drugs or even cannabis. Okay, so you've picked your intuitive or psychic, and now it's time for your session. First of all, prepare some questions. Always, always have questions to ask. I'm not saying that you have to share a lot of your background information, because that would be giving too much, but do have some questions so that you know what's laying heavy on your heart and what you really want your answers to. Now, next, be relaxed during your session. You are paying for information that can improve your life, so why not get the most out of it? Enjoy your visit. Be in present time. If you're intuitive, if they record, and if not, can you record the session? Someone saying no to a recorded session is definitely a red flag. You can always take notes if that's to your liking. If you're having a session in the professional's office, the atmosphere should be calm and welcoming. No TV or radio or other distractions. If you're having the session at your home or your office, the same should apply. Tell others that you'll be busy for the length of the consultation and that you're not to be disturbed. Occupy the kids and the pets in another room, and then take a few deep breaths, relax, and enjoy your session. Now, my life's passion is helping people live a better life, and the universe has given me some very interesting lessons to learn to share insight and messages with a high level of empathy and integrity. So here's how I approach my consultations that are 30 minutes or longer. I start with asking you your given name at birth. And why is that? Because your given name at birth is the energy that your soul came to earth on in this incarnation. And I read your soul's energy. Then I give you an analysis of your aura and chakras. And often the information comes in the form of colors. For example, if you have a lot of yellow in your aura, you are generally very heady or intelligent, but you don't always allow any one single person to know all about you. As I examine the seven layers of your aura and chakras, the information that is presented will cover some aspects of what you want to know about. We can always delve deeper into them when I'm done. And then I share your angels that are with you and spirit guides that are present. My next question is, does this make sense to you? Do you want to continue? At this point, we determine if we've made a connection. If no connection, which is very rare, but it can happen, I refund your money and wish you well. If we have a connection, we finish our session. And don't forget, I will always ask you for your questions. So if you're having a 15-minute session, we'll just get right down to it and you ask your questions and I'll give you answers. We can cover a lot of information in 15 minutes if you are focused. Now, the 15-minute session is available by phone only. So, okay, I have shared with you information for getting a... I have shared information for you to get a great psychic or intuitive session. Keep this in mind when you're ready to have your next or even your first psychic reading. And I do want to thank you for listening tonight. I do appreciate your time and your attention. As we collectively get over it and get the right information to have a psychic reading, I am truly honored and appreciate your time and attention. And when you're ready to live a more balanced life, give me a call. Intuitive consultations, 30 minutes or longer, are offered at a 10% discount if you mention the podcast. Love yourself enough to make an investment in yourself and make that call. 888-240-6057. And remember, the most important choice that you can make is what you choose to make important. Consider making the masterful choice of love. Abundant blessings, light, and love to all. Namaste.